The Bentonville Film Festival is an annual event that aims to champion marginalized and underrepresented voices in film. This year, 75% of the competition titles are directed by filmmakers who are members of BIPOC or Asian American and Pacific Islander communities. 71% of the films are directed by women, and we're going to hear from two of them today. I'm joined now by Kelly Kelly and Angelique Molina, who both wrote, directed, and produced I'm Fine. Thanks for asking. Thank you both for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having us.
So throughout the pandemic, I've heard from different artists and they all say, you know, I just reached this point during lockdown where I felt like I had to create something. I had to do something. Mm-hmm. So can you take me through what that moment was like for you, Kelly, when you first decided to make this film?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. I woke up one morning and I had this pressing feeling that something had to be made. We had to do something. And I had my stimulus check and some unemployment money. So I called my good friends, Angelique and Roma, and said, hey, look, I got a little bit of money that we can use to make a short film. Let's just make something because we got to do something. And they were down to do it. And then I called them back like 5 minutes later. And I was like, you know what? We're masters of short films. We're really good at making short films. Why don't we make a feature film? And they were like, on a stimulus check and some unemployment. And I was like, why not? We have the friends, we have the connections. Now, truthfully, that's not true. It became more of a, if you build it, they will come situation. So I guess our like blind faith and naivety created an opportunity for one of our other producers to come along, Capella Fahoum and Dion Cole, who's also my writing partner. And then, so with the two of them, we were able to, Capella helped us get over the hump, and then Dion helped us get the word out about our film. And it just became a great team. But it all just started with calling up some friends, you know?
And Angelique, what was your response? Because it doesn't sound like you all had done a full-length feature before.
No, we hadn't, no. We done plenty of shorts, like she said. I mean, you can never do enough. Everybody, you know, creative outlet, right? But so we had done lots of shorts, but it was a pandemic. Like I was the pandemic stereotype, making, you know, sourdough bread and learning how to garden. Like
name them. Tell them the name of your sourdough. They had names.
Oh yeah, Kalamata, all kinds of things. Herbert. Anyway.
I love it. Giving a name.
So I was content doing that, but I definitely, you know, obviously. It was kind of an immediate yes, honestly, like, okay, sure, like, you know, just let's do something. And mm-hmm. when she said feature instead, it was like, okay, you're crazy, but sure, let's do it. It's, you know, I think in school, when we were in school together, I think we kind of just had that attitude of like, just get it done, just do it, you know, what's the worst that could happen? But the main concern I feel like was COVID. We were all just like, okay, let's do it. However, you know, let's be safe about it. And that it definitely influenced how we went about making the movie because of the limited amount of people that we had. We had like 10 people or around that on set at all times. We casted ourselves and our friends to ensure that we had a small crew. Yeah, COVID was very influential on how we ended up making it, but it was also influential on the fact that we made it.
So plenty of challenges presented by COVID, but as I understand it, you also shot this during a heat wave?
You've got some good information.
Yes, we did.
Hey. Oh yeah, that was my favorite part. I love the heat, but the crew.
The camera doesn't love the heat.
And the fires were happening at that time in California too. So like the air quality wasn't its best. There was a lot of challenges that we faced, but I don't know, it didn't feel like that though. Did it leak? It just felt like we were there having fun with each other. Like it just,
it was just like take it day by day and just keep finishing what's on the list and let's go, you know?
Absolutely. And the finished product, I'm Fine, thanks for asking, is done and it premiered and it's coming here to Bentonville. And for folks who haven't seen it yet, it tells the story of this recently widowed mother who's played by Kelly. She's houseless and she's working on finding enough money for a deposit for an apartment for her and her 8-year-old daughter. And as I was watching this, I was thinking about how, you know, the struggle with having an affordable place to live and making your rent, you know, during the pandemic, it's been a huge conversation. Did that, you know, real world incidents, think something that was actually happening in real time, did that impact or shape the telling of the story?
I mean, yeah, I think that everybody was kind of going through it. Nobody was rolling in the dough. And, you know, like right before, I know Kelly had her own thing with, you know, paying rent and everything. And I remember right before we shut down, you know, there's just, LA is an expensive place to be in. And we have a huge, huge homeless crisis. Like it's all around us. It's been all around us all our lives. And I don't think that, any of us have not in some form of another, whether it's a friend or someone that we know that has been influenced or affected by houselessness.
I remember when we were discussing because Angelique and I, and a lot of the crew and team that we work with, but I can speak definitely to Angelique and I, because we worked on projects before, we tend to lean more towards stories of that have like social impact or is speaking to social issues at the time. And we knew we wanted to tell a story that was relevant of what was going on. And one of the things that really solidified for me to tell this type of story, we had already kind of like discussed it, but I was going to get a COVID test and I was taking an exit off the freeway, and this exit is like right, it's parallel to like the underpass to the freeway. And I saw this like beautiful Black woman who just looked like she came out of a business meeting. Like, and she had her suitcase and she was dragging her, this chain link fence that was kind of like this old chain link fence that just happened to be laying around in that area of downtown. And she was boxing herself in like she had just got on the streets. And it just really validated the direction that we were discussing, because I remember Angelique wanted us to be very careful and cautious of how we were going to portray that population, people going through this, and to just be extremely sensitive. But seeing it and seeing more women and children on the streets was just like, and it's even worse today. I'm seeing it even more. It hasn't gotten better yet. So we're hoping that a film like this will start to bring more awareness to the issues.
Being a creative that is focused on social issues and things like that, did that impact your decision to apply to the Bentonville Film Festival? Because as some of our listeners may know, you know, their whole thing is promoting underrepresented voices and having diverse storytellers.
Yeah, of course. Like that's the answer. Absolutely. It definitely, you know, we're strategic about where we're applying, and that was something that we thought about. It's definitely influential. We want to be a part of platforms that are going to lift us up and to give us, you know, a chance to show our work and to support us in a way that's not just show up and leave, or here you go, here's our film, but to actually be supportive of us, and then us being able to meet people that are also on the same page and on the same journey of trying to, you know, find different platforms for the things that we make and the stories that we want to tell.
Yeah, Bentonville is a dream festival of mine. When we got in here, oh, I was so excited. I've been wanting to get into this festival for so long because of what Gina Davis and the whole team there does, and in agreeing with everything that Angelique just said, this festival is exactly our cup of tea. It's exactly our people. It's exactly our flock of birds. Like this is where we want to be, we need to be, and I'm so glad they recognized our film and the work that our whole team did, and these issues that matter. And so
we're excited to go, for sure. Yeah. And to check out everybody else's films.
As two women of color who are working in the film industry, can you speak a little bit to why there is a need to have these platforms where people of color and where women can have more of a voice than perhaps they typically do in the industry right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that we have to ask that question unfortunately shows that we have to have platforms for people that look like us, people that come from places that we come from, people that have perspectives that we have. Obviously that there's a lack of in the industry, and there's a, you know, people are working on it, you know, and that's great. And festivals like Bentonville are working on it. So the fact that, you know, we have to talk about it and that we're not just a part of it in a, you know, in an immersive way, and that we are still the other is reason enough that Bentonville is important, that our stories are important, and then they need this platform.
And it's having a place like this, like Bentonville, what it does is it shows the industry when they say things like, oh, but there aren't any Black female directors. Oh, there aren't any Latin directors. Oh, there aren't any LGBTQ plus directors. There, you know, you go here and you will see all those directors, all those actors, all those writers, all those producers, all those editors. You will see everyone on platforms like this, and you can't say they don't exist, because we do exist and we are here, and we need platforms so that that can be shown. And Bentonville is one of those platforms that gives us the opportunity and the industry an opportunity to see what we can do.
The 2021 Bentonville Film Festival is August 2nd through the 8th and will include both virtual and in-person screenings of films, including I'm Fine, Thanks for Asking. A complete schedule of events is available at bentonvillefilm.org. And for more information about Kelly and Angelique's film, you can visit imfinethanksforasking.com. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
so much for having us.